What'd you think of the Bears picks yesterday? Let's bring in our Bears insider, Adam Hoge. You can follow him on Twitter at Adam Hoge. Adam, we just had the guy on who Brady walked into his house in Tampa, walked into the wrong house.
Oh, you did?
Yes, he was just on right before you.
That's what a story that would be. That must have been pretty cool to have him on. I'd be okay with Tom Brady walking into my house.
Well, at the time, he didn't realize it was Tom Brady, but once he figured it out, now he's okay with it. But
I would be too.
Very strange story. All right, let's talk about the local kid who the Bears drafted. He went to Vidor, played at Notre Dame, drafted in the second round by the Chicago Bears. It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, it's a great local story, and this is a kid that was so good at baseball, too, that the White Sox were interested in drafting him out of high school. He actually had a workout at Guaranteed Rate Field, but ultimately it was important to him that he wanted to play football at Notre Dame, and he actually played football and baseball at Notre Dame. That's rare to see. We have a lot of athletes that get drafted that are, you know, two or three sport guys, a lot of basketball players too, but rarely do you see them actually play two sports in college. And once Cole Kmet decided that he wanted to concentrate on football, which is what he did this last year, you know, his career at Notre Dame really took off. He had a big junior season and ultimately made the decision to go pro. And now he gets to stay home with the Chicago Bears, and obviously his family very excited about it because they're all diehard Bears fans.
Right. He seems like such a likable guy. But wasn't it Brian Kelly, Coach Kelly of Notre Dame, that said, hey, you just need to focus on football your senior year?
Yeah, and those conversations are probably always tricky when you have two sport athletes in college. The coach is probably fighting over them a little bit. But Cole Kmet was a really good pitcher. He was a good hitter. And you know, I think it's cool that he wanted to play baseball, but usually you do have to make the decision to concentrate on one sport, especially at that level, the D1 level, with how much work goes into football. There's a spring season of football, people forget, in college football. And coaches don't like to have their guys out playing other sports when they could be practicing football.
Especially when you're at Notre Dame, when you're vying for a national championship every single year. We're talking with Adam Hoge, the Bears insider. We signed Jimmy Graham, who was a tight end, in the offseason. Jimmy was great in New Orleans. He was good in Seattle. Last season in Green Bay, And the Bears throw how much money at him? What did we sign him for?
Well, it came out to about $9 million guaranteed. So, it seems like a lot, and it probably is, but at the same time, you know, I still think Jimmy Graham has some valuable football left in him, and here's what's important to me. You have Jimmy Graham and Cole Kmet now. That, to me, is an immediate upgrade over what the Bears had.
I agree 100%. I agree.
Which was basically nothing. I mean, let's be honest. And right now they have 10 tight ends on their roster because there's so many guys they held over and tried to throw in there last year. So a lot of those guys will be elsewhere by the time the season starts, obviously. But, look, Jimmy Graham, with the addition of Cole Kmet, is going to be able to just sort of be that receiving tight end, which is what he's good at. And, you know, I still think he's an okay player. Did they overpay a little bit for a guy over 30? Probably.
Yeah. He's an old 33, too, I want to say, for Jimmy Graham. But we also picked up a defensive back, Jalen Johnson. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Jalen Johnson, I saw play against Northwestern in the Holiday Bowl a couple of years ago, that great comeback Northwestern had in that game right here on WGN. But he is the type of cornerback that when you see him line up close to the line of scrimmage, his arms are just kind of like dangling down because they're so long. And I love that in cornerbacks. Like, he has outstanding length, good size at the position. And really what the Bears needed was somebody to replace Princeton Mukamara. And I think Jalen Johnson's talented enough to start right away. I think that's a big headline, Pete, from last night. You know, you can use second-round picks to draft projects that sometimes turn into superstars or sometimes completely bust out, like Adam Shaheen, the tight end the Bears drafted 2 years ago.
Right.
Or 3 years ago now. And yep. he busted out. So that's why the Bears had to draft Cole Kmet. Well, this time, to me, in Cole Kmet, Jalen Johnson, they drafted two safer players, two guys that I don't know that they're ever going to be superstars, but I feel pretty good about their chances of giving the Bears valuable reps in 2020 right away, which isn't always the case.
It's such a great story. Local kid, went to Viator, went to Notre Dame, and now playing for the Chicago Bears. Man, he is going to get cheered at Soldier Field if we get to go to games this year, which I don't think is going to happen. So probably next year we'll be cheering in the stands. Adam, you're the best. Thanks for coming on today. Remember, you can follow Adam on Twitter at Adam Hoge. So are you still watching the draft? How many more rounds do we have?
We've just started the fifth round, and the Bears are, at this point, about 9 picks away from making their fifth round pick, and they still have 5 picks today. So
okay.
There's going to be a bunch of players added before this day is over.
Love it. Thank you, Adam. Have a great weekend.
See you, Pete. Have a good one.
That's Adam Hoge, our Bears insider.